I want to ask you, okay, this is a related question, and I have been seeing glaring headlines, either in Newsweek or Time recently, about basically the premise of the article was new surveys say that parents should stay together for the sake of the children because it messes the children up. Divorce messes the children up so much that parents should always, always stay together no matter what.
Yes, and this study is based on an ongoing study by Judith Wallerstein on divorce, which has been faulted from the beginning by family researchers over and over and over again. She interviews the same people from Marin County who are growing up in families that don't necessarily have good parenting skills.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is what all the critics say, but she takes this information over and over again, interviews these people 5 years later, 10 years later, and calls it new research. This is not new research. This is old research, and it's bad research, and that's been proven over and over again. And the latest, you know, really grounded research by Hetherington and her associates definitely says that the worst situation for children occurs when parents are embroiled in conflict, do not resolve it, and the child suffers from that. They really can't live in a war zone,
mm-hmm.
you know, without it really, really being detrimental to them. And I see that in my practice. I have people coming in, you know, they were in intact families, and they don't know why they're having so much trouble in their marriages, their relationships, their self-esteem. You look at the situation, and it turns out that the models they had for relating were awful in their mm-hmm. families, and they felt horrible about living in their families because of the war zone. So this just isn't true. It's not completely new research. It's a continuing longitudinal study that's been criticized many times and for very good reasons.
Oh.
Now, we do not want to take divorce lightly, you see, and I think, you know, Judith Wallerstein's history is that she moved from the Midwest when she was, you know, in her early adulthood with children, and she was alarmed by, you know, the divorce rate on the West Coast. Now, this is understandable. So she became very upset about it. She felt that it was being undervalued and that marriage was being undervalued. And I think she was right that, you know, her intent stemmed from a good place in the beginning because I think divorce was seen too lightly 20 years ago.
Right.
You know, and so people were jumping on the bandwagon. Oh, children are resilient. You know, it doesn't matter what you do with them. So, you know, she went, oh, no, this, you know, this has to stop. And she went off on this longitudinal study. You know, which, you know, the intent of it was good, but here we are 20, 30 years later, and we're unbalanced the other way. And this happens over and over again. It's very, very frustrating to us clinical people
mm-hmm.
who are in private practice seeing that both of these things are wrong. It's the middle ground. You know, you
right.
need to work on your marriage. You need to be able to try to work things out because that's what life is about, and change can happen. But if you're in a relationship that is very, very toxic, and you stay in that relationship only for the children, that has been seen to not be a good idea. Now, that's a hard call, perhaps, but mm-hmm. that is the call you have to make.
Right, right. Thank you so much. I'm just saying,
that one I feel very strongly about.
I'm glad. Preach on, Dr. Gale, because I see those. You know, you see those headlines, and it just, you know, if you're a single parent,
oh, of
it
course.
Can just tear you up. You know,
right.
you don't even know what it is, but you see that glaring at you, and you're like, oh, God.
Right, and it's the same thing as, you know, single parenting causes problems in children.
Yes.
You know, it's, and you know what it is? It's parenting. Parenting is what makes the difference. And I have a lot more to say about this in the future because I'm going to actually do one of my questions from the site, which is on, is divorce always damaging to children?
Right.
So we can look forward to talking more about it.
Oh, I look forward to that. That is so important in so many people's lives.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what kind of family you live in. Thank you so much, as always.
You're so welcome.
Wonderful advice that we need. Dr. Gail Peterson, you can find her on parentsplace.com/expert/family, and there are links to your boards, Birthing Normally, An Easier Childbirth, and Making Healthy Families. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lydia.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.